and Joey James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Tuesday, August 15. Coming up, normalcy restored at Kingston Freeport Terminal. Health Minister receives preliminary report on works at Savannah Lamar Hospital Pediatric Ward. And Prime Minister extends condolences to family of Dr. Winston Green. The news in detail after the break.
If I can't tell them you are, make sure you go get them dark. That is how we are go trace them, identify them, tag it and trace it.
Do you know where the beef that you're eating came from? NATES is the National Animal Identification and Traceability System. The NATES tagging project will help protect our food and support our farmers.
Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
Now the news. The government has intervened to help restore normalcy at Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says following meetings with parties at the center of the recent unrest at the port, several measures will be put in place to improve the flow of operations. Among these include the designation of 6 strata carriers available at the domestic section of the port during normal hours, with an increase to 8 during peak hours. The parties, which include KFTL, the Port Trailer Haulage Association and the Port Authority, also agreed to meet more frequently and work towards achieving a 45-minute turnaround time during peak periods. Dr. Chang says these new measures should help clear the backlog at the port and help alleviate challenges being faced by port truckers.
We expect that over today into tomorrow, improvement would continue to be reflected by increased numbers, and therefore we expect that the backlog should be cleared during the course of this week. And we expect that going forward, you'll have a much more efficient port system in place.
The port truckers took industrial action on the weekend, protesting the slow turnaround times for domestic containers at the KFTL. Meanwhile, Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says steps are being taken to reduce the turnaround time to clear containers at the Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL, to less than half an hour. Dr. Chang says CMA CGM, which operates the KFTL, has begun a program of modernization that is expected to reduce turnaround time to 25 minutes when fully implemented. The modernization program involves the implementation of a new port management system, which allows for detailed tracking and monitoring of cargo from ship to trucks.
Once the Navis system is in place and the new operating systems for PCS, Port Commuter System, and Assecuda, we expect to reduce that to 25 minutes. And the fact is, if they work efficiently, they might even get below 25 minutes.
This modernization initiative, the minister adds, will significantly improve Jamaica's ease of doing business ratings. The minister was speaking at a press conference earlier today at the office of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed condolences to the family and friends of Dr. Winston Green in the wake of the Member of Parliament's sudden passing on Monday. Dr. Green, who represented the constituency of South East St. Mary in the House of Representatives, died suddenly on Monday at the age of 58. Describing him as a competent Member of Parliament who gave service to several parliamentary committees, Mr. Holness said Dr. Green's service to his country must be commended. The Prime Minister also applauded the second-term Member of Parliament's contribution to governance through politics. Dr. Green served on the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee and, up to the time of his death, was a member of Parliament's Internal and External Committee. Dr. Green was a dental surgeon and former vice president of the Dental Association of Jamaica. And Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says he has received the preliminary report on circumstances surrounding the recent situation in which construction work was carried out on the pediatric ward at the Savannah Lamar Hospital while occupied by children. Dr. Tufton says appropriate actions will be taken once a detailed analysis of the report is complete.
I've gotten a preliminary report which I've reviewed quickly. I will look at it in more details later on. And then, of course, make some final decisions once the final report is in hand. There was a breakdown in terms of protocol, in terms of the work that was being done. It is just not appropriate to have patients around, in this case, kids who are in recovery mode with workmen doing work in the facility.
Minister Tufton was speaking in an interview with JIS News following a tour of the facility in Westmoreland on Friday. Dr. Tufton assured that efforts will be made to ensure patient care is kept at the highest standards going forward. That was GRS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.